Stephanie Clifford's novel Everybody Rise is about a 26-year-old from Maryland who tries to pass as old money in New York. Reviewers have compared it to Edith Wharton's House of Mirth, the story of a young woman who strives to make it in the New York society of the 1890s, but ends up crushed by it. Stephanie Clifford based her book on her experience of culture shock when she moved from Seattle to the East Coast.
I grew up in Seattle. I grew up in Madison Park and had a lovely upbringing here. But in about 10th grade, I decided it was time for me to go to boarding school. I had read about it in some YA novel and thought it was a great notion, and so shipped myself off to the East Coast and was so startled by what I found there. It was a school called Exeter in New Hampshire, which is, it was founded in, I think, 1780 or something like that, so it's been around forever, and the people going there have been around forever. I was in school with people who were from these old New York or East Coast families whose fortunes had come from shipping and tobacco and railroads. And they had this history with money that people in Seattle just didn't. There were, of course, different levels of wealth in Seattle, but not that class distinction, not that old money.
Was that hard to adjust to?
It was really hard at first. When you're in 10th grade and you're going to a new school, you're sort of shocked anyway. And I showed up the first day with, like, my new Gap t-shirt and my little Keds that I bought, thinking that I was the height of fashion. And there were all these people in these, you know, worn polo shirts and old sweaters and these old khakis. And I didn't really know the codes. I didn't know what rules they were following or how to fit in.
Did you figure it out?
I ended up with a group of great, fabulous friends who were all oddballs too. So we had a grand old time together. But I remained interested in that East Coast elite because I saw people throwing themselves at that group, really wanting to be a part of it. And it was the 90s. It was a time when society was becoming more meritocratic and more diverse, and yet this group held incredible sway. And so I got interested in why that was.
So how were you able to weave your own experience into your novel, Everybody Rise?
A little bit was the idea of not fitting in. The main character, Evelyn, has a very hard time. She too goes to boarding school, and then our paths diverge. I went on to into journalism and ended up at the Times. Evelyn gets a job at a social network aimed at the elite and has the second chance to go back and try to be one of them. A lot of what's driving her is her mom. She has this very fierce mother who never succeeded on the social front and pours all that ambition into Evelyn. And so Evelyn feels like this is her chance to not just fit in somewhere, but to finally please her mother after all these years.
Now, there are these comparisons to House of Mirth, as I mentioned, Edith Wharton, where it ends badly for the young protagonist who tries to fit into this society. Were you consciously modeling that in your contemporary story?
I thought a lot about House of Mirth. I love Wharton. Not just for her storytelling prowess, but she has this incredible eye for detail. She was a house and garden designer in addition to being a novelist. And every detail in Wharton means something. Every jewel, every flower has meaning. And I tried to do some of the same detail-oriented writing in this book. To me, having it end with Evelyn deep in debt, and she does get deep into debt and deep into trouble, seemed a little not modern. When you look at novels where women get into a lot of trouble, it either ends with them marrying somebody, a man, and suddenly everything's fixed, or else, as in House of Mirth, not to give away the ending, but
it
ends badly. And I thought that I wanted Evelyn to have a third act to get back on her feet herself and solve her money problems herself in a way that so many Americans had to do after the financial crisis, which is when this is set, 06, 07.
From writing this and also from the people you knew who were strivers who wanted to fit into this old money class, can one do it?
I don't think so. I think there are still these invisible lines that are observed. The old money, especially on the East Coast, uses new money. So they'll get involved in Wall Street. They'll look at new ways of making money. And yet they're still trying to keep those people out of their clubs. And that tension is at the heart of this, where everything seems within reach to Evelyn, especially in 2006, 2007, when there's so much money, so much wealth, so much excess. But she can't quite get there.
Do we have a new upper class in the technocrats, in the people at Microsoft, in the people at Amazon here in Seattle, and perhaps a bit in New York also?
I think so. I was writing this book for almost 10 years, sadly, because I was working full time. And as I got further and further away from the 08 economic crisis, I worried that it would maybe not seem as relevant because I was like, will people still remember what it was like when people were spending so much money and buying yachts and taking private jets? And it's been really interesting to see the resurgence of that in Seattle and on the West Coast, where we see that happening all over again, where normal working people can't afford real estate. And there are these insane parties and people are buying islands. And it's this huge explosion of wealth again.
You are going to be talking at Town Hall, and the subject is the American obsession with status. I thought we were like the New World. We weren't so obsessed with that, with royalty and that, but you think we are?
I think so. There's a Paul Fussell wrote a book a few decades ago about class, and in the introduction, he talks about how when he tells people he's writing about class, Americans gasp and say, but it's almost a dirty word. We don't have class in America. But of course we do. There's incredible social tension. There's incredible class tension. In Everybody Rise, there's huge class anxiety about where do I belong? Where do I fit? Does money get me there? Does behavior get me there? Who counts? Who doesn't?
Have you figured it out? You're a journalist in New York.
I decamped to Brooklyn.
That was how you solved
it. I took the easy way out.
Former Seattleite Stephanie Clifford, her best-selling new novel is called Everybody Rise. And when she's not writing novels, Stephanie Clifford is a New York Times reporter who covers courts.